Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And on today's podcast, we're going to be practicing the passive voice, this time focusing on the present simple tense. So if you have heard this kind of podcast before, then you'll know that I've done this with other tenses, present continuous tense, past continuous, present perfect, and past simple. Today is all about the present simple. And we often use the present simple tense in the passive voice for facts about the world. So we're going to see lots of examples today. And the most important thing to remember is the structure. Because the structure with all tenses involves the past participle of the verb. So for example, if I say, the mum takes the children to school, well, that's present simple using the verb take. Well, what's the past participle of take? The third form? It's taken. So you want to change the emphasis, the subject of the sentence, and it's not about the person doing the action. It's about the person or people receiving the action. In this case, it's the children. So it's the children are taken to school by the mum. Now notice what we change there. We have the past participle of the verb take, but also we have a form of the verb to be. And here it's are taken because it's the children. They are taken to school. So the two things you need to think about when converting sentences from active to passive is you need to know the past participle of the verb, and you need to think about the verb to be. What is the form? Well, in the present simple tense, the verb to be is going to be is, if it's he or she or it. Are, if it's you, we or they. Or am, if it's I. So those are the things you need to think about. So listen again to that structure change for my sentence. So in the active, the mum takes the children to school. We have the subject, the mum, and then the verb takes, and then the object, the children. We now want to change that around, so we start the sentence with the children. The children are taken to school. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you five sentences, all in the active. You have to change them to the passive. So grab some paper and a pen, and write down the following sentences. Number one, more than 559 million people globally speak Spanish. More than 559 million people globally speak Spanish. Number two, Colombia produces 11.5 million bags of coffee. Colombia produces 11.5 million bags of coffee. Number three, publishers in the US publish between 600,000 and 1 million books every year. Number four, the teacher teaches the students every Tuesday. The teacher teaches the students every Tuesday. And number five, the restaurant wants a new chef to start next month. The restaurant wants a new chef to start next month. Okay, so make sure you've written those down and try and convert those from active to passive. Okay, so hopefully you've had a chance to write those down and convert them from active to passive. Let's take a look at the answers. So number one, more than 559 million people globally speak Spanish. Well, if we change that to the passive, it is Spanish is spoken by more than 559 million people. Spanish is spoken by more than 559 million people globally. Number two, Colombia produces 11.5 million bags of coffee. The passive, 11.5 million bags of coffee are produced by Colombia. 11.5 million bags of coffee are produced by Colombia. Number three, publishers in the US publish between 600,000 and a million books every year. Between 600,000 and 1 million books every year are published in the US. Number four, the teacher teaches the students every Tuesday. The students are taught every Tuesday by the teacher. The students are taught. And number five, the restaurant wants a new chef to start next month. A new chef is wanted to start next month by the restaurant. Okay, how did you do? Hopefully you got those right. If not, you know you need to do a little bit more work on the present simple in the passive. So that's all for today's podcast. I hope you found it useful. I hope it was a bit of practice for the passive. Remember, if you have any topics you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, or if you're just interested in taking some classes with me online, then you can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.